Get it. Thank you. Trước hết, tôi xin thông qua vấn đề chương trình. Trưởng khối ngoại vụ và giáo dục kiêm phó hội trưởng Hội Phật giáo Việt Nam tại Houston, Texas xin giới thiệu chương trình. Tôi xin giới thiệu với tất cả quý vị Phật tử trong cộng đồng Việt Nam Đấng Đạt Lai Lạt Ma. First is the Vice President of the Vietnamese Buddhist Association in Houston, Texas, and also Publicity Director. I would like to introduce His Holiness the Dalai Lama to the members of the Vietnamese Buddhist community. Secondly, I would like to introduce to His Holiness the key members of the Vietnamese Buddhist Association. Sau đây là thành phần của Hội Phật giáo Việt Nam tại Houston. We have a great honor today to welcome also the Buddhist delegation from San Antonio and also Buddhist delegation from Dallas. And now I have the immense pleasure and honor to present to you His Holiness, our residing priest, Venerable Thích Giác Nhiên. And also present today in this very solemn occasion, we have the honor to welcome Venerable Thích Tâm Lạc on your left. Sau đây, Hòa Thượng Thích Giác Nhiên, Phụ tá Thượng thủ Giáo hội Tăng già Việt Nam Hải ngoại, xin có vài lời với Đấng Đạt Lai Lạt Ma. Next, our Venerable Thích Giác Nhiên would have a welcoming speech to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Please.
Bổn sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Kính chào mừng Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma đã niệm tình chiếu cố đáp lời mời của Hội Phật giáo Việt Nam đã quan lâm đến chùa Phật giáo tại Houston, Texas để thành tâm cầu nguyện cho dân tộc và tín ngưỡng Việt Nam sớm được trở lại tự do, thoát khỏi chế độ bạo tàn của cộng sản và đoàn tụ với gia đình. Tôi xin thay mặt toàn thể chư tăng ni và Phật tử Việt Nam hải ngoại xin kính gửi đến Đức Đạt Lai Đạt Ma và toàn thể chư quý vị hiện hữu lời chân thành cảm tạ và tri ân nồng hậu của chúng tôi. Nam mô Bổn sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật.
His Holiness, may I translate what our Reverend just said? Now I have the great honor to introduce Venerable Thích Giác Nhiên, assistant to our Supreme Patriarch of the Vietnamese Sangha Buddhist and Overseas. In his welcoming speech, Venerable Giác Nhiên would like to welcome and to thank His Holiness for his visit to this very humble pagoda upon request of the Vietnamese Buddhist Association in Houston, Texas, to join us in our prayers for freedom in our countries and religion and early family reunification in Vietnam. on behalf of all priests of Vietnamese Sangha Buddhist and all Buddhist followers overseas, one more time from the bottom of our heart, thank you. Tiếp theo đây, tôi xin được giới thiệu ông Hội trưởng Hội Phật giáo Việt Nam tại Houston, Texas, có một đôi lời để tri ân cùng Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma và để kính tặng người một món quà lưu niệm. Next, the Honorable Mr. Nguyễn Đức Thanh, our President of the Vietnamese Buddhist Association, will have a welcoming speech to His Holiness, and also he will present to you, His Holiness, a small gift as a token of our gratitude, a handmade emblem of the Tibetan Buddhism to His Holiness. Thank you.
Nam Mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Kính thưa Đức Đại Lai Lạt Ma, kính thưa toàn thể quý vị, thay mặt cho toàn thể Phật tử Việt Nam tại Houston, Texas, chúng con thật là vinh hạnh cho chúng con được đón mừng Ngài ngày hôm nay đến viếng thăm Hội Phật giáo Việt Nam tại Houston, Texas. Nếu 20 năm trước đây Ngài đã đến với tự do, thì trong 5 năm vừa qua chúng con cũng vượt biển đến xứ này để tìm tự do, để tỏ lòng kính trọng Ngài. Hôm nay chúng con xin kính tặng Ngài một vật kỷ niệm để ghi nhớ những ngày Ngài viếng thăm địa phương này. Thay mặt toàn thể các Phật tử Việt Nam tại đây, chúng con xin cảm tạ Ngài và xin cảm ơn toàn thể quý vị.
The translation of our President, His Holiness, our honored guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor for all Vietnamese Buddhist refugees to be able to greet His Holiness the Dalai Lama at this pagoda today. If some 20 years ago His Holiness had to cross the highest Himalayas for freedom, then some 5 years ago, all of us, all the Vietnamese refugees present here today, had to leave everything behind to cross the vast Pacific to get over here to this land. For nothing in life is more precious than freedom. As a token of our gratitude, the Vietnamese Buddhist Association has a small gift to present to His Holiness, an emblem depicting Om Ma Ni Pat Me Hom Ri by a Buddhist refugee who just recently arrived to our community. Our sincere thanks to His Holiness and delegations and friends. Going to move to the point number 3 in our program. Tôi xin phép được chuyển sang mục thứ 3 trong chương trình. Mục này là Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma sẽ nói chuyện cùng đồng bào Phật tử Việt Nam. The point number 3 in our program is the comments by His Holiness the Dalai Lama to the Vietnamese Buddhist community. So please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I need English. If you can speak English.
Here, two Vietnamese monk brothers and friends. I'm very happy and a bit moved back to be here amongst you. And also I'm really thankful to your welcome and expression your sympathy feeling and given to that to Dad.
Yes.
Yes. Now I will say something as a elder refugee for younger refugee, right? Now, as you mentioned, we ourselves become refugee and 20 years ago, when once lost our own country and lost freedom and lost our own right, the human, what you call, human dignity, human self-respect. That, I mean, period, or that, that day is something very, very sad thing. So I always
I always feel and share the suffering and agony that other people in similar situations experience.
And particularly when the people come from Vietnam, the kasul mona thane swa gnya kale ta kasul shibji ta kanya go ani thane yom
and particularly when they are in a very difficult situation,
you know, you see, sometimes in this world, despite sympathy, yet some other reasons, you see, more thinking about, I mean, what do you call, I mean, things become complicated due to political reason. We are, I mean, and sometimes you are not much thinking about basic human, I mean, human nature. People facing, what do you call, real tragedy, and the question of whether life or death, right? People starving, facing starvation, disease, I mean dying, yet talking about what is the political nature, what is the reason, these sort of things. When I heard these things, then there is Indian saying, if you stuck a poisonous arrow, then the important thing is pull out. That is the question. Before prayer, did you try? Did you try? Call it.
Before taking away.
There is no time to investigate that poisonous arrow came from which side, or which part. What is the nature of the poisonous? The thing is, the question is, I'm dying. Really facing and something real and strategy, real tragedy. So first we must think the recognition of human brother. Whether what kind of ideology, what kind of races, what kind of circumstances, the people are real our brother, same human being. We must respect first that nature. Then if we have enough time, then we can think about what is the nature, what is the cause, what is that. Then we can discuss later. But first we must save the real, basic. We must face safe as a human brother. So when first such things occur, happen, we are really painful, but we cannot do anything, only pray. And Kasuri, that is our stage. So now you already reach here. You already passed first difficult period already passed. I'm Kasuri, test the lead.
I would like to congratulate you.
Now in a settled, in a foreign country, in a different environment, in different culture. Now this country has the full freedom of faith, freedom in many sense. So now here we ourselves must prepare the adjustment to the country, at the same time preservation of your own identity, with your own culture background, with your own faith. Then you see balance, your own cultural heritage and your own identification. Right. At the same time, well adjustment to the environment. Then you can earn according to the circumstances. At the same time, you may not lose your own internal internal peace. So once you see people come from different cultures, the heritage, and lost that, certainly then when you are young, working in a factory or in some other field, you may not feel very much. But when you become old, then you feel or you remember your own native things. At that time, you see, if you still remain your own ancient or cultural heritage, then that I think very useful when you are become old. So this is my just the expression, my idea I express to my brother, in the sense as a younger refugee. So thank you very much. I'm very, very glad. I'm really touched. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
His Holiness, with your permission, may I have some summarize to the Vietnamese Buddhist delegation? Thank
okay.
you.
Oh, yes, yes. Translation, yeah.
In the context, first I have to talk to our own again. Some translation to my... In which His Holiness the Dalai Lama would join us in our prayers for peace and freedom everywhere, all over the world. Thank you very much, His Holiness, for your kindness. Welcome to our program. His Holiness, officials from the Rothko Chapel, ladies and gentlemen, on this very solemn day, many of the Vietnamese Buddhist refugees were being able to gather here in this humble pagoda to join their hands to welcome their spiritual teacher and Buddhist leader, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. For all of us to live in this world will require faith, love, and courage. Your holy visit here today really taught us things that we will have to know to uphold the spirit of mercy in Buddhism and to save and to improve human society. Your visit taught us that all men are not just, that all men are not true, that for every scoundrel there's a hero, that for every crooked politician there is a dedicated leader, that for every enemy there is a friend. You have taught us the precious compassion of Lumbini to strengthen the solidarity and brotherhood amongst Buddhists all over the world. You just gave us the much needed courage and faith in the great Lord Buddha, in our own ideas and belief, even if everyone else tells us we are wrong. His Holiness, you have given us the innermost strength not to follow the crowd when everyone else is getting on the bandwagon. You clearly taught us to listen to man, but to filter all we hear through the screen of understanding and truth and to take only the good that comes true. How can there be a likeness to your virtue, untouched by foe or obstacle, everlasting, unlimited, and which cannot be surpassed? While you here, we all benefit. On your departure, we feel lost. To praise you takes all guilts away. To recollect your visit here lifts up our heart. To seek you brings understanding. To comprehend you, purity. It is really an immense pleasure and a supreme blessing for all Vietnamese Buddhist refugees here to have His Holiness amongst us today. Again, thanks, and may the great Lord Buddha bless you all. Thank you very much.
I would like to say few words again. This will translate. So you see, as a Buddhist, Lord Buddha teach us that he himself is a nothing, but as a teacher, now everything depends on yourself, on yourself, on your own shoulder.
Sau cái bài tôi đại diện cho hội chúng ta, thành kính cảm tạ Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma, Đức Đạt Lai con muốn nói thêm vài lời với tất cả quý vị. Là theo lời Phật dạy thì ngay như đích thân Đức Phật thì người đã nói là sắc sắc không không, chính người cũng chỉ là một con số không mà thôi. Thì bây giờ Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma muốn nói lại với chúng ta là tất cả là sắc sắc không không và mọi sự là khởi đầu ở bản thân chúng ta mà ra cả.
Now you see, and also our theory of impermanent, changing, things are changing.
Ở trên trái đất này, mọi chuyện đều biến chuyển và đổi thay, nhưng mà cái con người người ta thì không đổi thay.
So, you see, the phenomena, its nature is changing. And from that circumstances, the initiative, some sort of, you see, initiative is in our own hand. Life, initiative, right.
Vì thế ở trong cái cõi đời này, mọi chuyện đổi thay và tất cả khởi đầu bản thân chúng ta.
Thì chỉ cần đổi, chúng ta đang nhận được ngã là bài rồi.
Thì chúng ta phải nắm lấy cái chủ động ở trong cái cuộc sống của chúng ta về vấn đề đạo pháp. Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma có nói thêm rằng chính chúng ta cũng là có một phần trách nhiệm ở trong cái vấn đề đổi thay của cái cuộc sống hàng ngày.
So now here, therefore, the determination, courage, willpower in one's life is very essential.
Vì thế, cái điều quan trọng nhất ở trong cuộc đời của chúng ta là chúng ta phải, thứ nhất là có nghị lực, thứ hai phải có nhiều can đảm, thật nhiều can đảm để làm cho vững vàng đạo pháp.
I'm quite sure through determination you will succeed. That's I'm quite sure. Đấy, I will pray.
Đạt Lai Lạt Ma tin chắc rằng tất cả đồng bào Phật tử Việt Nam của chúng ta đều có rất nhiều nghị lực và có thừa can đảm để làm công chuyện đó. Đến đây là buổi lễ đã được chấm dứt. This would come to the end of His Holiness visit to the Phật Quang Pagoda. On behalf of everybody in this humble pagoda, thank you very much.
Cảm ơn tất cả. Khi tất cả các quý vị đứng lên để kính thỉnh kính chào Đức Đạt Lai Lạt Ma ra về. Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness.